We can help you find the inspiration you need to reach your dreams. Listen and learn anytime, exclusively on the Success Radio Podcast.
In this training, you will learn what inner peace really is and why it is so important that you strive for it. People that achieve inner peace are easily able to calm their minds and see things a lot clearer. This leads to an increased level of happiness and contentment. You will learn the major benefits of achieving inner peace, which will motivate you to make the required changes. There are a lot of misconceptions about inner peace, and this training will set you straight on these. Developing the right mindset for inner peace is essential, and you will learn how to do that. It is essential that you avoid the common mistakes that others make when striving for inner peace, and you will learn these here. We will show you the best ways to achieve inner peace and the daily ritual that you need to establish. You need to avoid certain things if you want to achieve inner peace, and we will reveal these to you. Everything that you need to know about achieving inner peace is in this powerful training. The steps outlined in the training require practice, patience, and persistence. What is inner peace? Do you know what inner peace really is? It seems that a lot of people are confused by this and do not really understand what it means. Some think that inner peace means that you lose your ability to be active. This is definitely not the case. Inner peace is all about a state of calmness, but this does not mean that you become totally passive and don't live your life to the fullest. The truth is that finding inner peace is likely to make you feel more alive than you did before. Achieving inner peace certainly doesn't mean that you have to be passive in your life. It doesn't mean that your life will be dull either. When you find inner peace, you will actually be more conscious about what is going on around you, and you will be a lot happier. Finding inner peace will help you to live your life to the fullest. Inner peace defined. There are numerous definitions of inner peace. One that we recommend you live by is inner peace is when you achieve a state of mental and spiritual peace. By achieving this, you will have the inner strength to tackle stress and overcome any challenges in your life. Inner peace is the opposite of anxiety and stress. Here are some other ways that you can view inner peace. You will not overthink every situation and analyze everything too much. Despite stressful things around you, achieving inner peace will mean that you remain calm. Inner peace is a deliberate state, and when you achieve it, you will find happiness and contentment. It stops you dwelling in the past. It helps you to avoid the pain of being hurt by the words of others. It prevents you constantly shifting from one thought to another. People that achieve a state of inner peace are usually always happy and have a very calm approach to life. Your room is full of clutter. For most people, their mind is like a cluttered room. It is full of junk as well as furniture, papers, and books. It is very difficult to move around in this kind of room, and there is absolutely no free space available. As human beings, we tend to put up with a lot of things. When your mind is like this cluttered room, you learn to live with it. In fact, you get used to it no matter how unpleasant and uncomfortable it is for you. There will be times that you hate this cluttered room, but the chances are that you won't do anything to change it. You have a cluttered mind. The junk in your mind consists of your fears, negative thoughts, and continuous thinking about certain things. It is very difficult for new and different thoughts to enter your mind because there simply isn't room for these. You are in a state of stress and tension and find yourself consistently switching from one thought to another. Can you relate to this? Are you always battling with negative thoughts that seem to swirl around in your head? Inner peace is cleaning your mind. You have just had enough of your cluttered mind. It is time to do something about it. The time has come to clear your mind of all this clutter. If you imagine your mind as a room, cleaning it will make the room seem very large as there is no clutter in it. It is very liberating to clean your room, your mind. You get rid of all the clutter and just keep hold of the stuff that you really need. Imagine how you will feel when you do this. There will be joy and exhilaration, and you enjoy your newfound space. At last, you have the freedom to move. At this point, you realize that your room, your mind, is a lot bigger than you thought. You now feel empowered and joyful. No longer are you restricted by a cramped environment. The new freedom makes you feel great. You won't lose anything important. Some people believe that if they declutter their minds, their rooms, then they will lose something important by doing this. Don't believe this because it is not the case. By freeing your mind of fears and unnecessary thoughts, you will experience a sense of freedom that you haven't before. You will not become any less intelligent or active in your life. In most cases, the opposite is true. Having a mind full of unnecessary thoughts consumes a great deal of your energy and time. Get this energy and time back to move forward in the direction that you want to go. Emptying your mind is the secret to inner peace. Going back to our room example, inner peace is a spacious room that is immaculately clean. There's nothing unnecessary in the room. You've got rid of all the things that you don't need. You can apply this to your mind to see the result of achieving a state of inner peace. With your mind, you will empty it of all of those negative thoughts that have been overwhelming you and holding you back. Inner peace will definitely make you happier. There will be nothing in your mind that will disturb your state of happiness. One of the best ways to do this is through the use of meditation. So, how do you feel about inner peace now? It sounds great, doesn't it? Something that you will definitely want to put the necessary effort in to achieve. Just follow the advice in this training, and you will not go wrong. Inner peace allows you to see things more clearly. By going through the process of decluttering and cleaning your mind, it will make you feel a lot more alive. No longer will you have to deal with those meaningless negative thoughts that you used to pay so much attention to. Achieving a state of inner peace will enable you to see things more clearly than you could before. It will be like cleaning your glasses that blurred your vision in the past. Now that you know what inner peace will mean for you, we are sure that you will be excited to achieve it in your life. The benefits of achieving inner peace. It is essential that you understand the main benefits that inner peace will bring you, because you will need to put time and effort into achieving it. It is our aim with this training to explain everything about inner peace and show you how you can achieve it. Once you have achieved inner peace, you will never look back. Everyone wants to be happy, and inner peace will make you happier. When you practice inner peace, you will create your own happiness. You will achieve this through the reprogramming of your mind. A state of happiness is the result of specific synaptic connections in your brain. If you have ever done anything that made you happy, and of course you have, then you will be eager to do this again to relive this experience. By taking the same action over and over, you will strengthen the connections in your brain. Unfortunately, our brains tend to prioritize the negative. After a while of experiencing this negativity, the connections in your brain that are responsible for this grow stronger. You can always change this by making inner peace your primary goal. This will result in you experiencing greater happiness in your life. To achieve inner peace, you need to let go of the negative self-talk that swirls around in your head. You need to replace this with a more positive outlook on life. We will show you how to do this later on in the training. Inner peace will increase your intelligence. You might find this hard to believe at first, but scientific research supports the fact that inner peace can grow your brain. A study at Harvard proved that when the participants practiced mindfulness meditation consistently, they actually increased the size of their prefrontal cortex. Your prefrontal cortex is an essential part of your brain. It is responsible for decision-making, making plans, controlling your emotions, and your social behavior. The researchers at Harvard took MRI scans and saw those persistent users of mindfulness meditation increase their gray matter in a couple of months. Inner peace will make you more compassionate. According to the Dalai Lama, if you want to be happier, then you need to practice compassion. Practicing compassion will also make others happier around you. Most people are too self-absorbed with their own lives to show compassion. There have been studies that prove that practicing inner peace results in higher levels of compassion. It makes you more accepting of others, and you will experience higher levels of compassion. Inner peace will reprogram your mind for positive thoughts. No matter what situation you are in right now, you can reprogram your mind for a better life. Instead of going into stressful states every day, inner peace can help to reprogram your mind to move you away from this negative habit. From a physiological point of view, anything that causes you to enter a stressful state will engage your amygdala. This is an essential part of your brain that warns you when your life is in danger. When engaged, you will experience anxiety. Your heart will beat faster. You will feel tense and experience poor digestion. Irrational fear is prevalent in all of us. When you achieve inner peace, you can comfort your amygdala that there is no reason to make you enter a stressful state. By reprogramming your brain, you will be able to keep your amygdala relaxed even when all around you is chaotic. Inner peace will increase your focus and memory power. There was a study conducted about inner peace and the link to increased focus and memory power. Researchers found that those that practiced inner peace on a consistent basis experienced greater focus levels in a short time. These inner peace students performed well in specific tests, and it was proven that their memory retention had improved. When you are able to significantly reduce the wandering in your mind, you will be able to focus more easily and also improve the capacity of your memory. In a state of inner peace, you create new neural patterns which enable you to fully concentrate on the completion of a task. This is very desirable in today's world that is full of distractions. Inner peace improves your mental health. If you suffer from depression or anxiety, then there can be a number of reasons for this. The big pharma companies want you to believe that their medications are the answer, but these just treat the symptoms. There's more going on that you need to tackle. With today's fast pace of life, it can be totally overwhelming for people, and this results in the shutting down of their nervous system or putting it into overdrive. You can prevent this by practicing inner peace, which creates a calmness and a stillness. It is less likely that you will become attached to emotions caused by any overwhelming situation. A number of research studies have proven that the practice of inner peace can reduce depression and anxiety and the pain that these can cause you. At the end of the day, consistently practicing inner peace is beneficial to your overall mental health. Inner peace will boost your immune system. Your immune system is constantly battling with harmful bacteria and viruses to protect you. If you are always stressed out, your immune system has to work even harder for your protection. This is because stress will inhibit the power of your immune system, which results in you being more susceptible to harmful diseases. Do you feel that if there is a cold or flu going around that you are always going to catch it? High levels of stress can lead you to be very susceptible to these things. But the good news is that you can reprogram your brain to boost your immune system. Studies have shown that when participants practice inner peace and let go of negative thoughts that are swirling around in their minds, they will help their immune system to function a lot better and receive a higher level of protection. The studies proved that the practice of inner peace helped to lower inflammatory marker levels and also increase the number of immune system cells for protection. Another benefit was the preservation of cell telomeres, which helps to fend off premature aging. The common misconceptions about inner peace. Before you begin your journey to inner peace, it is important that you are aware of the misconceptions which a lot of people believe about it. These misconceptions can prevent you from moving forward on your inner peace journey, so you need to know what they are so you can tackle them head on. Money is the root to happiness. A lot of people will tell you that you can experience the same levels of happiness by having money and lots of material possessions as you can by achieving inner peace. There's a lot of evidence of this as people tend to work longer hours and deprive themselves of the true joys of life, such as relationships and family. The truth is that having money will not make you happy. Sure, you will experience temporary happiness if you buy that bigger house or fancy car, but this tends to be short-lived. In no time at all, you will be craving something else, and you will experience unhappiness until you get this. At the end of the day, you cannot be truly happy unless you have peace of mind. No amount of money or material possessions can achieve peace of mind. When you are at peace with who you really are, you will experience the highest levels of happiness. You will always feel a lot more content if you are thinking clearly and spend time with your loved ones instead of chasing dollars. After a while, you will get fed up with those new designer shoes or expensive watch. Hiding from negative emotions is the same as inner peace. If you have a lot of negativity swirling around in your mind, then you may resort to frustration, anger, anxiety, and other negative emotions. You can then try to fight these strong emotions to remain calm. This never works well because you have to introduce a falseness into your being when you are fighting these off. For example, if you are angry, then you may put on a fake smile. Or to hide away from your frustration, you may embark on a spending spree. The problem with this approach is that these negative emotions will not just disappear when you hide or escape from them. They tend to come back with a vengeance afterwards. Not accepting these negative emotions and not dealing with them makes you feel trapped. If you want to achieve inner peace, then you need to work through the problems in your life. When you do this, then you can fix it so that you do not experience these negative emotions again. This will provide you with a great sense of freedom. Mistakes are not acceptable. Many people beat themselves up when they make mistakes. But the thing is, mistakes are a part of life, and we all make them. If you consistently punish yourself for making mistakes, then you are going to shy away from opportunities and new experiences. These new things can provide you with the fulfillment that you are looking for in your life. With inner peace, mistakes are accepted as part of life and seen as a way for you to grow as a person. The secret here is to learn from your mistakes and then move on without dwelling on them. When you are in a state of inner peace, you will let go of any past mistakes. Start to see mistakes in life as something really valuable. This is not the easiest thing to do, but it is worth persisting with this. After making a mistake and learning from it, you will be a smarter person and happier too. Achieving goals is all that matters. We encourage you to set and achieve challenging goals in your life, but that doesn't mean that this should be the be-all and end-all. It is natural to want to get ahead in life, as that is what society drives us to do. But this is not going to be enough to make you happy and totally fulfilled. Focusing too much on your goals can make you miss out on a lot of the other joys that life has to offer. Achieving your goals is not the only route to peace and happiness. When you are constantly chasing one dream after another, you do not have inner peace. Getting the balance right is essential, and inner peace will help you to achieve this. Feeling a certain way is better than inner peace. Do you look for the approval of others for your happiness? Many people do this. Even if you do gain the approval of others, does it really make you happy for a long time? It's not likely. It is not true that feeling a certain way is better than achieving inner peace. It is natural to have an image of your ideal self that you want to live up to. The problem with this is that it can often result in you acting like a person that you are not. This will never bring you long-term peace. Inner peace is all about accepting yourself for who you are, and it will set you free. You need to hold on to your past and focus on the future. Holding on to your past and focusing on your future are not the same as achieving inner peace. You can only experience inner peace in the here and now. Finding your peace is right here in the present. When you are in a state of inner peace, you will be able to resolve all of your pressing issues. You may think that you were happier in the past, but this is not true. If you keep reflecting back on this, then you will not be able to move forward. Focusing on the present is the way to go. Inner peace will fix you firmly in the here and now. Spending all of your time focusing on the future is not a good way to go either. You can start to imagine outcomes that are a lot more negative than they are really likely to be. Stop pondering about what is around the corner and practice inner peace instead. Inner peace will fix all of your problems. This is a classic misconception about inner peace. If you are overdrawn on your checking account when you begin your inner peace journey, you will remain overdrawn if you do not take action. Being in a state of inner peace is not going to fix your problems. What inner peace will give you is clarity and a fresh perspective on things. But if you do not take the necessary action to resolve your problems, then they will still remain. Inner peace will help you see things in a new light, but it is not a miracle. Your problems will not suddenly disappear because you have achieved inner peace. Common mistakes to avoid when striving for inner peace. It is essential that you learn to let go of certain things when you are striving for inner peace. If you don't do this, then all of your efforts are likely to be in vain. A lot of people that want to achieve inner peace make the same mistakes. Here are the most common ones. 1. Continually looking for happiness. A lot of people are chasing happiness all of the time. If you have it in your head that you need to be happy 24 hours a day, then your attempts to achieve inner peace will fail. You need to understand the difference between temporary pleasure and long-term happiness. It is essential that you are strong mentally here. Often, it takes a lot of work to be contented. Looking for instant gratification is not the way to go. When you are striving for inner peace, you need to create and achieve long-term goals to ensure a happy future. 2. Continuing to engage with negative people. This is not an easy one to avoid, but you must make every effort if you want to achieve inner peace. The people that you associate with will have a significant impact on your thoughts, feelings, and behavior. Engaging with those that you know are negative is going to create a barrier between you and inner peace. You cannot change these people, so don't waste your time and energy trying to do this. If you have to associate with negative people, such as family members, then you need to stay strong. It is very important that you establish both healthy physical and emotional boundaries with these people. Avoid them as much as you can. 3. Remaining in your comfort zone. A lot of people think that if they stay inside their comfort zone, they will always feel happy about their lives. This is never the case, and you cannot run away from the discomfort of moving out of your comfort zone if you want to achieve inner peace. If you know that you have irrational fears that are holding you back, then you need to face these head on. It is vital that you take the risk of venturing into the unknown from time to time. Living within your comfort zone all the time will not allow you to grow. Moving outside of your comfort zone is the way to a better future. 4. Keep relying on the approval of others. People that achieve inner peace never need the approval of others to be happy. You can waste a great deal of your precious time trying to seek approval from other people. If you are dependent on the admiration of others, then they are going to have power over you. When you achieve inner peace, you will be comfortable with who you are. You will not waste your time and energy concerning yourself with what other people think about you. With inner peace, you will just live your life according to your values. 5. You play the victim. If you are used to playing the victim and continue to do this while you are striving for inner peace, then this is not going to work. It does not make any sense to believe that the world is against you. You need to take responsibility for your problems and challenges and forget about blaming other people and other things for this. The most important thing here is that you concentrate on things that are within your control. Don't waste your time by claiming to be the victim. No matter what is going on in their lives, people that have attained inner peace will always acknowledge the choices they have made. 6. You continue to hold grudges. People that achieve inner peace never hold on to grudges. If you find that you cannot let go of any grudges that you have, then you will never truly attain inner peace. Any kind of hatred or anger will just diminish the quality of your life. When you let go of any grudges that you hold, you will free up energy to pursue more worthwhile causes. Holding a grudge can result in a lot of resentment inside, and this can be overwhelming. Never let grudges rule your life. 7. Continuing to blame yourself. Do you always think that everything that goes wrong in your life is completely your fault? It doesn't matter what it is. You blame yourself for it. If you continue with this self-blaming pattern, then it will alter the way that you see yourself and your world. People that achieve inner peace understand that it is not always possible to prevent bad things happening. This doesn't mean that you should not be accountable for your life. You need to take responsibility for the choices that you make. But you need to be aware that there will always be things that are out of your control, and you are not to blame for those. 8. Being a perfectionist. There is nothing wrong with having high standards and wanting to do the things in your life in the most excellent way. But if you are a perfectionist and do not let go of this, then you will never truly find inner peace. This is because you will not feel worthy enough as you have set the bar too high. A person that has achieved inner peace recognizes that they have weaknesses. They accept that they will make mistakes on their life's journey, and they look to learn from these. They strive for excellence, but do not expect perfection. 9. Believing you can do it all yourself. Thinking that you can be totally self-reliant and go it alone is not conducive to inner peace. You need to accept that you are going to need the help of others at times, and you need to be humble enough to ask for assistance when you need it. People that achieve inner peace do not think that asking for help is a sign of weakness. They look at getting help from others as a way for them to grow stronger. You do not have all the answers, and if you want to achieve inner peace, then you need to accept this. 10. You continue to chase material things. We have already mentioned in this training that money will not bring you happiness. Someone that continually chases material things will not have achieved inner peace. You need to let go of continually chasing material things because you will never be content doing this. This does not mean that you have to live life as a minimalist. There's nothing wrong with having a nice house and a nice car. Just don't keep chasing material things with the expectation that they will make you happy all of the time. Look for happiness elsewhere. Developing your mindset for inner peace. If you want to achieve inner peace, then you need to change your current mindset. You need to develop the right habits in your life every day so that you can achieve inner peace and not be consumed by modern-day stress. 1. Have a positive outlook. You are not going to achieve inner peace if you are constantly battling against negative thought patterns all of the time. If you experience a lot of negative thoughts every day right now, it is not going to be easy to transform to positive thinking, but it is something that you must do. It is going to take time and consistent effort to get rid of the negative and welcome the positive. One of the most effective ways to do this is to neutralize every negative thought that you have with a positive thought. Every time that voice in your head comes up with something negative, neutralize this with something positive. So if you think to yourself, I can't do this, then neutralize this with, I can do anything. Over time, this will minimize the number of negative thoughts that you experience on a daily basis. Positive affirmations are a great tool to use to achieve a positive outlook. The best way to use positive affirmations is to identify your weaknesses and then write positive statements around these. If you have a tendency to procrastinate and put things off, then use a positive affirmation like, I am a positive action taker. Once you have your list of positive affirmations, make a commitment to read these out loud when you get up in the morning. This will provide you with a great start to the day. Use your positive affirmations whenever you need them. 2. Change from a fixed to a growth mindset. People that achieve inner peace have a growth mindset. Too many people have a fixed mindset which believes that they are victims and that wherever life takes them is their destiny. Fixed mindset people believe that they do not have the power to change anything, even if it is within their control. With a growth mindset, you will believe that you can make changes whenever you want to. You are never satisfied with the status quo and are always looking to improve yourself. Even if you only make small changes, this will satisfy you. The main advantage of adopting a growth mindset is that it will make you happier. People with growth mindsets are always looking to learn new things and they do not let their past rule them. If you made mistakes in your past, then learn from this and move on. 3. Change to flexible thinking. If you tend to be set in your ways and always think the same, then you are not going to achieve inner peace. You need to adopt a flexible thinking mindset. This means that you are open to interpret things in a different way. Instead of immediately thinking that something has happened for the same reasons, you will be more willing to explore other options. You cannot control what other people do. At times, they will do and say things that you just don't approve of. Always remember that other people cannot hurt you with their words. Be strong and always believe that you are you and nobody else can change that. Being stuck with single interpretations of things will not make you happy and you won't achieve inner peace. You need to challenge your limiting beliefs here and expand your mind to accept that there are other possible answers. As time goes by, you will find that expanding your mind in this way will stop you from taking things personally. 4. Focus on what you can change. It is pointless getting worked up about the state of the economy and whether or not it will rain tomorrow. These things are out of your control, and worrying about them will prevent you from achieving inner peace. A mindset change that you need to make for inner peace is to only focus on the things that you can control. The way that you think and act are totally within your control. How others think and act are not in your control. They will only change if they want to. If you are feeling stressed about a number of things, then make a list and go through each one to see if you can control the issue or not. Work on the problems that you have control of. This will make you feel a lot happier. 5. Embrace vulnerability. If you find yourself in a situation which you have never been in before, then embrace this. It will help you to extend your comfort zone. Achieving something that you have never tackled before will provide you with a great sense of pride and satisfaction. These are great components of inner peace. Stepping out of your comfort zone means that you will be taking a risk. You are venturing into the unknown here. If this used to fill you with dread, then you need to learn to overcome this. Only by stepping out of your comfort zone will you grow as a person and achieve fulfillment. 6. Use self-compassion. You have probably spent years beating yourself up when you made the wrong decisions in your life. Even the smallest mistake can lead to a self-battering. Where has this got you? It hasn't made you any happier, has it? In all probability, it has probably made you more miserable. By accepting that you are human and are always going to make mistakes, you will show self-compassion. It is okay to make mistakes. We all do it. People that achieve inner peace learn from their mistakes and use the information to move forward with their lives. 7. Express gratitude. Expressing gratitude for what you have and the people around you is an essential mindset change that you must make. For now, accept that expressing gratitude will help you in your strive for inner peace. These days, most people are always wanting something new in their lives. They spot that their neighbor has a new car, and they have to have a new car too. Even if this means they will end up hopelessly in debt. When you are grateful for what you have, you will remove yourself from the wanting culture. People that always want things are never truly happy. How to meditate to achieve inner peace. Meditation is a great way to release stress and tension and is a very popular method for finding inner peace. When you meditate properly, you will relax and it will be easier for you when it comes to introspection. You should find that meditation provides a deep rest for you, which will help you to be more dynamic when you are active. You can ground yourself in the present moment with meditation. When you are in a meditative state, you will find that your mind is not agitated in any way. There is no anticipation with meditation and you will not hesitate. Some people think that meditation is difficult, but it really isn't. We will show you what you need to do step by step to get yourself into a meditative state for inner peace. 1. Sit in the peace position. You need to be comfortable when you are going to meditate. It is best to sit on the floor and then cross your legs. Make sure to cross your right leg over your left leg. Place your right hand over your left and keep your palms up. Your hands need to be comfortable on your lap. Keep your back straight and your head up. If it is difficult for you to sit on the floor, then you can use a sofa or a chair. It is really important that you are comfortable. In this way, you can breathe more naturally and your blood will be free to circulate. The next step is to close your eyes gently. Don't force your eyelids to close. Put a smile on your face. Now you need to breathe deeply a few times. You want to feel the air fill your lungs and then reach your abdomen center. While you are in the peace position, think about how every cell in your body is feeling joyful and happy. Exhale slowly through your nose so that you can get rid of any stress, worries, tension, and feelings of negativity. 2. Adjust your body and mind. This is a very important step, so please pay attention. Your aim here is to let go of everything. You need to let go of all your responsibilities, such as your family, your work, and everything else in your life. Get your mind into a state where it is completely relaxed and joyful, free from any concerns. Now breathe in the normal way and relax all of the muscles in your body. Start the relaxation process from the top of your head and then relax the following muscles: your face, your eyelids, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your fingertips, your back, your chest, your legs, your toes. Make sure that you relax every part of your body. Never let any part of your body become tense or tight. Keep doing this until you know that every part of your body is totally relaxed. You should feel an emptiness and lightness now. Proceed to empty your mind and make it joyful, clear, and bright. It may help if you imagine that you are on your own in a large open space. This space is peaceful and has a lot of freedom for you. Imagine that you have never had any problems to deal with in your life before and forget about everyone that you know. Another good tip is to imagine that your body is empty. There is nothing inside and it is just hollow. By doing this, you should feel your body getting lighter. This will help you to connect with nature. 3. Enjoy the inner peace. Next, you need to use your mind to focus on the center of your body. This is basically the center of your abdomen. When you are just starting out with meditation, this might not be easy for you. Don't concern yourself about the exact center of your body. Just continue to focus your mind down to your abdomen. It will help if you can imagine a really soft touch here. Something light, like a feather landing on the surface of water. You need to maintain the relaxation feeling in your body here. When you have found the center of your body, think about something neutral to prevent your mind from wandering. Think about the sun or the moon, for example. Something that will calm you. Now you want to imagine the object in the center of your body. Be careful not to overthink this, as it can make you tense. It should take hardly any effort to do this. Avoid staring when you are thinking of your object. If the object is not clear, then do not concern yourself with this. Keep focusing on your chosen object. Next, you want to recite a word or phrase of your choosing softly in your mind. Imagine that this sound is emanating from the center of your body. Think about the bright object continuously as you do this. This will take a bit of practice, but it is the perfect way to make your mind still. 4. Maintain your awareness of your body center. You will now have a completely still mind, and you can stop reciting your chosen word or phrase if you want. Revel in this mind stillness and do not think about anything else or let your mind wander. The only image in your mind should be your chosen object in the center of your body. Make sure that you think about the object in a soft way and never tense up. Sometimes you may see something different at the center of your body, and if this happens, do not let it alarm you. Just remain neutral about it. Keep your mind neutral and your body relaxed and just observe. In this neutral state, your mind will be still and totally focused. This is a really critical moment, so don't overlook it. Just observe and not try to force anything. After a while of following this process, meditation will feel comfortable and easy for you. You can make your mind still with no effort. Never try to analyze what is happening. If you do this, your mind will no longer be calm and you will lose the experience. This is the inner wisdom state, and it will reveal your inner truth. 5. Spread your peace energy. It is a good idea to share the love and kindness within you each day. Do this before you meditate and afterwards. This will make for a better meditation experience for you. By sharing your love and kindness after your meditation session, you will spread the purity of your mind for the benefit of yourself and others. After a while, you will find that sharing your peace energy will increase your level of happiness both when you are awake and when you are sleeping. This will help transform you to positive thinking and help to rid you of negative emotions such as anger. 6. Be persistent with your meditation. Do not be afraid of meditation. It is the very best way to calm your mind and achieve inner peace. In a short time, you will find that you can meditate with ease. It is a good idea to be prepared for your meditation sessions. Make sure that your meditation area is prepared and that you will not be disturbed. Choose your meditation object in advance, such as the sun, moon, ball, star, and so on. Choose a mantra that you will recite to yourself when in a meditative state. You can learn mindfulness meditation easily. There are plenty of resources online to help you with this. Look for guided mindfulness meditation videos on YouTube, as there are some really good ones available. Do whatever you need to do to master mindfulness meditation. Things you need to avoid to achieve inner peace. Consistent effort and patience are the order of the day here. 1. Get off of social media. Being connected to social media all of the time will definitely thwart your inner peace efforts. Some people seem to live and die by social media. They cannot miss a single notification and carry their smartphones around with them wherever they go. Can you relate to this? If you can, then don't beat yourself up about it. Just commit to gradually reducing the amount of time that you spend on social media. This is not going to be easy if your friends and family are used to you responding to notifications promptly. They're going to wonder what happened to you when you gradually appear less and less. How many of the notifications that you receive really matter? In all honesty, this is likely to be close to zero. Many social media addicts become anxious that they are not living their life in the right way. They see posts from their friends that suggest they are getting it right. It is easy to fall into the trap of comparing yourself with others. What you need to bear in mind here is that people will only post the best parts of their life on social media. It is unlikely that they will post about being bored or feeling down, for example. If they do this, then they may interrupt your inner peace even more. People that are permanently connected to social media do this because they are afraid of missing out. This kind of irrational fear is something that you must avoid on your inner peace journey. We are not suggesting that you never use social media again here. Just moderate your use and don't take it seriously. 2. Avoid negativity as much as possible. Negativity will severely hamper your inner peace. When you are exposed to a lot of negativity, it will be a lot easier to trigger negative thoughts in your head. This is something that you must avoid. Yes, you can neutralize your negative thoughts with positive ones, but it is best if you can avoid the negativity in the first place. Some inner peace guides will tell you to completely avoid negativity. We know that this is not always practical for you to do. If you are someone that complains a lot, then take steps to reduce your complaining. Complaining usually results in a negative thought spiral. There are always going to be negative people around you. You know who they are, so take steps to avoid them as much as you can. Whether it is family members, friends, or work colleagues, minimize the contact that you have with these people. Nobody said that achieving inner peace would be easy. Cut down your exposure to negativity online and on TV. The news is always full of doom and gloom. Be selective about the things that you watch and read about. If you have a habit of switching on the early morning news every day, then stop doing this. 3. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Do you have bouts of self-pity? We all do this from time to time. The problem is that feeling sorry for yourself is not going to help you with your quest for inner peace. You need to take steps to reduce the number of times that you go through a self-pity routine. Feeling sorry for yourself is often triggered when things do not turn out as you expect them. It is very easy to get into a spiral of self-pity and start to think about how useless you are. If this is happening to you, then you need to counter this. The next time you feel a self-pity session starting, read positive affirmations out loud to remind yourself how valuable you are. Think about the last time you were feeling sorry for yourself. What did it achieve? It would have made you feel miserable for sure, but it didn't achieve anything positive, did it? Self-pity is a really destructive behavior that you need to minimize and cut out of your life as much as you can. 4. Stop stressing over minor things. We all have to deal with minor things in our lives each day. If these things cause you stress, then you need to take a different approach right now. Minor things can range from taking out the trash to reacting badly to something someone said at work or on your commute home. If a minor thing is stressing you out, ask yourself these questions. Does it really matter? What is the worst thing that can happen? Is someone else in a worse situation than me right now? Some people stress over the minor things in life because they build up and suddenly you feel like you have a mountain to climb. The best way to avoid this is just to get all of these minor things done one at a time. Having a cluttered room can be stressful for you, so clear it up. Get rid of things that you don't need or use anymore. Sell them online if this is possible. Just get these minor things out of your life so that you can experience inner peace. 5. Stop being too proud to ask for help. You have to do something, and you are not sure how to do it. Instead of asking for help, you create a lot of stress by trying to figure it out yourself. When you finally do work it out, you are not sure that you have done the right thing. None of this is going to help you to achieve inner peace. If you need help, then ask for it. Maybe your boss has asked you to do something at work and you are not totally clear on what they want. Go back and ask them to clarify the situation. It doesn't matter if they seem upset by you doing this. Avoiding the anxiety of not being clear is far worse than this. Tell your boss that you want to make sure that you deliver exactly what they want. This will help to clear the air. They should be pleased that you want to clarify everything and give them what they asked for. Pride can be a very unhelpful emotion at times. If you are in a strange place and don't know your way around, then ask for directions. When you need the input of someone that has greater knowledge than you, then tell them how much you appreciate their wisdom and ask for their help. Your daily inner peace ritual. The things that you do every day are essential for your achievement of inner peace. We are going to recommend a daily ritual that you should adopt to ensure that you are doing everything that you can to achieve inner peace. 1. Express gratitude. Unfortunately, we live in a wanting society today. People are always chasing after new things that they don't have at the moment. There are a ton of people in debt because of this. Every day we are subjected to messages about why you need a better car, phone, computer, TV, and so much more. People do not tend to be grateful for what they already have. This includes possessions and the people that they have in their life. If you are always wanting something else, then you will never truly achieve inner peace. You will be constantly overloading your mind with your desire to win this new item. Gratitude is extremely powerful, and expressing it every day will make you feel happier and more content. We recommend that you start a journal if you don't have one right now and write down 3 things in your life that you are grateful for. Don't just look at your possessions here. Be grateful for the fact that your health is good and that you have some people that love you in your life. A lot of people work a job that they don't like. Instead of hating your job, be grateful that this pays your bills and puts food on your table. If you were trying to find things to be grateful for, then just take a look around you. Okay, your car may not be the latest model or very fancy, but be grateful that it gets you around. You may not have the best computer or phone, but you can be grateful that you have these things in your life. Think about your family and friends and express gratitude that they are there for you. The fact that you wake up every morning is something that you should be eternally grateful for. There are always things that you can be grateful for, so get into the habit of identifying them and expressing your gratitude each day. 2. Find time for yourself. It is very easy to get caught up in the humdrum of life and not find any time for yourself. Finding a bit of time for yourself every day will help you to think about your life and reflect. Don't let anything get in the way of this, not even your family. Taking a walk each day is a great way to create some me time. Not only will you benefit from the exercise, but it will help to clear your mind. Finding time for yourself can help to spark creativity, and you will find the silence rejuvenating. 3. Meditate. You have learned how to meditate in this training, and we recommend that you spend a few minutes each day practicing mindfulness meditation. There is nothing better for achieving inner peace. Tell your family that you need a few minutes to do this each day and ask them not to disturb you. Better still, encourage them to meditate with you. 4. Show kindness on a random basis. If we all performed random acts of kindness every day, then the world would be a much better place. Forget about receiving something in return when you perform your acts of kindness for people. Each time that you are kind to others, you will feel a great sense of contentment. Showing love and kindness is a great byproduct of inner peace. Selfless acts are rare these days, so do your bit to give as often as you can without expecting anything back. Just listening to someone can be an act of kindness. Think of the people that could really benefit from your selfless service and start being kind to them. 5. Learn something new every day. Learning doesn't stop when you finish school or college. Commit to being a life learner and resolve to learn something new every day. There are plenty of different ways that you can learn new things these days. Get yourself out of your comfort zone by learning a new skill, for example. 6. Perform breathing exercises. Exercise is vital to your health and well-being. Commit to practicing in gentle exercise each day and start with breathing exercises. Learn how to breathe properly so that you can quickly eliminate the stresses of the day. There are plenty of resources available online that will show you how to breathe properly. Most people do not know how to do this. Watch videos and master simple breathing exercises that you can perform each day for a few minutes. 7. Identify and complete your daily tasks. People that are seeking inner peace will set themselves challenging goals. To achieve these goals, you need to break them down into daily tasks. We recommend that you create a new task list for each day and write this in your journal. You can add anything to your daily task list. If something is stressing you out, such as the payment of a bill, add it to your task list and get it done. Be sure to prioritize your tasks and tackle those that are causing you stress first. 8. Create limits. If your life is so busy that you don't believe that you have time to think, it is time for you to set limits. What we mean here is that you identify the things that are not that important that you know you spend your precious time on and limit the time you spend. A good example of this is social media. How much time do you spend on Facebook or your other social media profiles each day? It is probably a lot longer than you think. Cut this time down by applying limits. You can do the same when it comes to checking your email inbox too. Look for time stealers so that you can free up valuable time. Best practices to follow to achieve inner peace. Here are the best practices that we highly recommend you follow to achieve inner peace and find lasting happiness and contentment. By following these best practices, you will give yourself the maximum chance of finding the inner peace that will calm your mind and result in a better future. 1. Understand what inner peace really is. A lot of people are confused about what inner peace really is. It is essential that you truly understand this and why it is so important for your life. Choose the best definition of inner peace that suits you so that you are fully aware of why you need to strive for it. Inner peace is all about calming your mind and avoiding the stress and anxiety that comes from dwelling on past events and worrying about the future. Think of your mind as a cluttered room and using inner peace to clean it. When you are able to completely empty your mind, you will have achieved inner peace. 2. Understand the benefits of inner peace. The road to inner peace is not always an easy one, and you need to be motivated. There are several benefits from achieving inner peace. Probably the most important of these benefits is that it will help you to be happier and more contented in your life. Studies have proved that practicing inner peace can increase your intelligence too. Inner peace will help you to become more optimistic about your life. It will help you to transition from negative to positive thinking. You will be more compassionate, and it will help you with your focus and memory power. There are mental and physical health benefits with inner peace as well. 3. Don't believe the common misconceptions. There are common misconceptions about inner peace. One of the most common ones is that money is the route to happiness and you don't need inner peace. Money only brings temporary happiness. Hiding from negative emotions is not the same as inner peace, nor is living in a way that does not accept mistakes. Some people will tell you that setting and achieving goals is better than inner peace. We would always recommend that you set goals, but these are not everything. Another common misconception is that inner peace will fix all of your problems. It won't, and you need to tackle your problems to avoid stress and anxiety. 4. Avoid common inner peace mistakes. If you are always chasing happiness, then you need to stop doing this. Continuing to engage in negativity is a big mistake. Staying in your comfort zone all the time will never result in inner peace. Neither will always be relying on others to make you happy. Stop playing the victim if you do this. If you have grudges that you are holding onto, then you need to let go of these. Blaming yourself for everything is never a good idea and will prevent inner peace. Perfectionism needs to go, as does believing that you can do everything yourself. Chasing material things will hamper your pursuit of inner peace. 5. Develop an inner peace mindset. You need the right mindset to achieve inner peace. A positive outlook is essential, as is transitioning from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. Flexible thinking is very important, and you need to be open to new ideas and ways of doing things. Only focus on the things that you have control over. Worrying about external factors will never help you to achieve inner peace. Embrace change and welcome stepping out of your comfort zone. Be self-compassionate and always express gratitude. 6. Learn and practice mindfulness meditation. There's nothing difficult about mindfulness meditation, and it is a great way to achieve inner peace. Learn how to sit in the peace position and how to adjust your body and mind for relaxation. Seek inner peace by focusing on the center of your body. Be sure to spread your peace energy and be persistent with your mindfulness meditation. 7. Avoid specific things to achieve inner peace. You will not achieve inner peace if you do not avoid certain things. Minimize the time you spend on social media. Avoid negative people and things. Stop the self-pity and don't let minor things stress you out. Never be too proud to ask for help when you need it. This will prevent a number of stressful situations. 8. Implement an inner peace daily ritual. To achieve inner peace, you need to do the right things every day. Express your gratitude every day and find some alone time where you can clear your mind. Practice mindfulness meditation each day and learn how to breathe properly. Perform random acts of kindness and commit to learning at least one new thing every day. Create limits for your life so that you avoid being overwhelmed and stressed. Identify the tasks that you need to complete each day and work through them one at a time. Now that you know what you have to do to achieve inner peace, it is time for you to take action. Don't just take this training and let it gather digital dust on your hard drive. This is your life. So follow the steps and apply what you have learned. Most people never achieve inner peace and a calm mind because they don't know how to do this properly. They try to figure it all out and then give up very quickly. You know how to achieve inner peace now and the steps that you need to take. Start right now by learning mindfulness, meditation, and practicing this. We wish you every success with achieving inner peace in your life.
We can help you find the inspiration you need to reach your dreams. Listen and learn anytime, anywhere, exclusively on the Success Radio podcast.